As pet lovers, we don't like to see domesticated animals outside on their own. It's often our natural instinct to rescue them and bring them home, where they will receive lots of love. But this is not always the best idea. There are three types of feral cats, and one type is better left outside. Discover the classifications of feral cats and find out if they can be tamed. What are feral cats? Feral cats are unknown domestic cats that live outside, typically away from humans. They often hide from people and don't like to be touched. However, some may form bonds with those who feed them. But most of them are not friendly and are most active after dusk. They can also profusely breed and become apex predators within their range. These cats may seem harmless, but conservationists consider them to be one of the worst invasive species in the world. They impact native wildlife through predation and spreading diseases. And they can also be aggressive toward people and pets. Different types of feral cats. The classification system of feral cats can be broken down into three types: converted, semi, and total feral. Converted feral. A converted feral cat is a domestic cat that was previously indoors as a pet. They were possibly abandoned, ran off, or got lost, and are now used to being on their own outside. These cats are more likely to respond to you, even if it takes a little time. They are also easier to rehome and have as a pet. Converted cats may exhibit semi-feral behavior but can easily return to a domestic lifestyle when given the chance. Semi-feral. If you see an outdoor cat that is shy or fearful but shows some curiosity, it is most likely a semi-feral. These cats may have been outside most of their lives but have had some positive interactions with humans. You may have to put a little more time and effort into forming a bond with a semi-feral cat because they are likely to be skittish and untrusting. But they, too, can be tamed and rehomed with the right person. Total feral. A total feral cat will have had no human contact or negative contact. These cats are born wild and spend their lives in their natural outdoor environment. They may live in rural or urban settings, where they establish territories. Total feral cats will be very difficult, if not impossible, to tame and domesticate. Many professionals advise against taking a total feral cat and making them pets. You are essentially ripping them from their homes and forcing them to be around humans which they do not know or trust. And they also only know how to survive in the wild. If you come across a feral cat that is injured, call a professional to help retrieve them and get them care. Can feral cats be tamed? Kittens can be the easiest form of feral cat to tame and domesticate. But adults are tricky. If you suspect a cat is a converted feral, you may have an easier time building trust. Semi-ferals are difficult to tame but still possible with the right person. But it is not recommended that you tame a total feral. These cats only know their outdoor environment and have no experience with being a pet or being close to humans. Total feral cats will most likely never be docile and friendly. Freeze bay or neuter for feral cats. Did you successfully tame a feral cat? Check out local businesses in your area for freeze baying and neutering. Many nonprofits across the country offer no-cost or low-cost options to have feral cats spayed and neutered. What breed are most feral cats? Regular house cats, or domestic short hairs, are the most common breed of feral cat. They are also the most common kind of cat in the United States, making up around 96%. This breed is medium-sized and muscular, featuring a wide variety of colors, sizes, and characteristics. But, technically, domestic short hairs are not an actual breed. They have blended ancestry and are a combination of many breeds. We often refer to them as quat, mudstock quat,